The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
April 2016. On this Thursday worldwide broadcast, I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours live broadcasting worldwide. Larry Pratt of Governors of America with a lot of really positive Second Amendment news, some major victories to declare, will be joining us. But also, we will break down the globalist counteroffensive in their move to disarm their quarry, their prey, their enemy, the American people and the people of the world. Dr. Jerome Corsi will be joining us on major developments in the campaign and also with the economy, the next big shoe to drop, corporate defaults, and more. So that is all coming up today. David Knight will host the fourth hour. CNN came out last night and took a clip from the show yesterday with Roger Stone talking about going to these hotels where the delegates are and talking to them and saying, look, go with the vote of the people. That's your job. Citizen lobbyist. And they're implying we're calling for violence or calling for something. In fact, MSNBC really did it. And there's an exclusive story from Roger Stone up on Infowars.com dealing with this. Roger Stone, CNN edits video to imply I call for violence in Cleveland in March. And MSNBC did something similar. And now it's been done again here with his Stefan Molyneux interview. And then they went further and had another report grafting that interview in with his interview yesterday to confuse people. And this is what they do. He said a week ago, he said this week, no violence. He said a month ago, no violence. 8 months ago, no violence. But he said they're going to try to steal it in Cleveland. We have to be ready to counter it. So the implication is the Trump people are a bunch of, you know, miscreant criminals. They're going to be out attacking everyone when the police know that's the opposite, because they've been at these rallies and seen what's really going on. We're going to go to Cleveland and defend the right to vote and the right to the rest of the First Amendment in this country. And we're getting, there's two different CNN clips. There's the one in the Roger Stone article that's the exclusive to Infowars.com. And then there's another one from last night. We've got both those clips. So they are coming up. Also, the Republicans are just shaving enough votes in Louisiana, in Texas, in Tennessee, in Arizona, to not let Trump have the magic 1-2-3-6 or 1-2-3-7. But they're saying they're going to change the rules regardless to try to block that. So this is going to be spectacular. The confrontations politically that take place and how revealing this will be, because if they break and follow the popular vote, it's a victory. If they go ahead and steal it, it's a victory, because it will show their rear end hanging out big time in front of everybody. So we'll be breaking all of that down today as well. A story that Paul Watson wrote for Infowars.com is a story now linked on DrudgeReport.com. Millionaires fleeing Chicago over fear of civil unrest. Elite are panicked over potential race riots, crime wave. Yes, the crime statistics, according to the FBI and even the Chicago PD, that in the last 12 months, the crime rate has doubled. Doubled. And I'm going to break down coming up after the break exactly why this is happening and tie it into all of the insane attacks on free speech that are taking place as well today. The news websites are Infowars.com, and our backup site is PrisonPlanet.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones, and also follow your favorite reporters, from Joe Biggs to Leanne McAdoo to Rob Dew to David Knight to you name it, or our great writers from Mikhail Phelan to Kit Daniels to Don Salazar to all the other great people that make this transmission possible, like Steve Watson, again, so many others. Impossible to list them all. It took 20 minutes to talk about all the great crew we have here at InfoWars and how we're making a difference thanks to you supporting the broadcast, getting the video links and stories out to everybody you know. Together, we're quite a team. It's Team InfoWar against the globalists. Truth versus lies. Liberty versus tyranny. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
A big broadcast lined up for us today. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. We have Dr. Jerome Corsi on the inside scoop on what's coming up in the 2016 election. He's also an expert and top global consultant on banking. He says the collapse is imminent. We've already seen the slide. What are the big triggers that could accelerate the situation, this avalanche that we know we're already deep inside? It is Thursday, the seventh day of April, 2016. We also have Larry Pratt joining us to talk about some positive news and some victories for the Second Amendment, but how the establishment is planning a counteroffensive against that. So key intel with the head of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt, coming up today. I want to get into a stack of political correction and political correctness that I have not covered in detail yet, that I just barely mentioned yesterday, because it ties in. It ties in with a bunch of other stuff that's happening today. So I will do that at the bottom of the hour. And I want to tie that into the class action suit that Target System that added a baby to the terrorist watch list. I'm going to break down how all this ties together and how that ties in to attempts to criminalize free speech in this country. This is all classical things that have to be in place to have a totalitarian society, and it's all being put in with no expenses being spared at levels dwarfing anything ever seen in history before. And that ties in with the activists all over the country being raided by SWAT teams, being indicted, being arrested from California to Texas for going in and showing things that are clearly illegal going on at Planned Parenthood, and things that Planned Parenthood had been trying to keep the public from knowing about. What we face is a revolution of tyrants, a revolution of criminals, a revolution of miscreants who are masquerading as the establishment, setting the precedent to do whatever they want, whenever they want, endangering the whole of civilization. And the number one thing they do is twist and deceive in a big way. And it always works in the first few phases of a takeover. But once a culture goes under centralized control, it always degenerates and finally collapses. And we're seeing Mexico basically completely collapse, which is a very sad thing. We are seeing much of Europe collapse, which is a very unfortunate thing. We're seeing much of the Middle East collapse, on and on and on. It's all terrible. And it's because of the systems that have been adopted. And that ties in with this article, Millionaires Fleeing Chicago Over Fear of Civil Unrest. Elites are panicked over potential race riots and crime wave. It's a Paul Joseph Watson article. It's up on drudgereport.com. You can read it on our Twitter at Real Alex Jones and follow us there. It's very smart and important to obviously sign up for that if you are on Twitter to get our latest updates and alerts. I'm starting to do more and more of Twitter's Periscope, which is a live video, just like Facebook mentions. I'm about to start doing that because we know Facebook is starting to restrict and censor our algorithm to block us, and that's fine. We just move on to test other waters. By the time they censor us or restrict us there or throttle us there or govern us there, we jump to the next stone across the river as the stones sink beneath the water. By the time they try to catch us, we've already moved. We've already jumped. Millionaires fleeing Chicago over fear of civil unrest. We're going to get into that and what it portends and what it ties into. And then this little juicy, you'd think this was a Philip K. Dick book from 25 years ago, later turned into a movie with Ben Affleck, but no. Mind control microscope changes the behavior of mice in an instant. Scientists make the animals do whatever they want by tweaking the brain's code in real time. The brain has no firewall. They were putting microchips in mental patients' brains 35 years ago. That has been, quote, declassified. And they have been putting chips in the brains of soldiers with, quote, PTSD that signed the forms for at least 20 years that I know of. And, of course, last year they began to put it in the MIT publications. They put it in the cover of Wired magazine, and the headline was Brain Chips for PTSD. There it is. DARPA is testing implanted chips in soldiers' brains. Now, they're not testing them. They tried to hire a bunch of top oral surgeons that were experts in implantation. My dad taught dental implantation at Baylor Dental School. And he was approached in 1985 to be part of a secret project in Maryland, literally underground. I remember my mother saying, "You mean it's secret underground, David?" And he goes, "No, physically underground and secret." It was double the amount of money he was being paid. He wasn't given the details. And there I was sitting there, however old I was, 10 years old, 11 years old, hearing him talk about, she's like, "Well, what are they doing?" He goes, "It's classified. They won't tell me. It's a 5-year job." And he said, "I would basically guess, talking to others that are already in the program, is that it's cybernetics, cyborgs." "Well, David, isn't that just movies?" "Well, honey, we are already in the future. And the things the public knows about are really old technology." And he started talking about, "They're coming out with CD-ROM in a few years. I saw that at UT in 1967 in a DARPA program. That wasn't even secret, Carol." This kind of stuff I grew up hearing my dad talk about. And needless to say, she didn't want to move to Maryland, and we didn't move. But it was basically implanted tech in people's jaws, spies, fake femurs. You know, we now know what the programs were. Part of that's been declassified by Congress as those programs were going on. And it was industrial scale. They were trying to hire most of the people that were professors with him and were trying to lobby. I remember him talking about them trying to lobby, promising Baylor replacements or federal funding or, you know, things that let them come in and scoop people out. And again, one reason they were trying to go to Baylor so much, they were doing it all over the country, is that's like the super right-wing Christian conservative school. And most of my dad's family had gone there. And they would send over the CIA deputy director who lived in Dallas. And he would go in and have my dad do dental work on him while there were like guys in the room there. And they weren't allowed to even sedate him when he was doing all sorts of stuff to him. So that was an interesting situation. But that just shows how this stuff is all over the place. You just scratch the surface, it's right there. And, 2016, we're going to zap some stuff in your brain. You're going to behave now. It's lobotomies, ladies and gentlemen. Just like the anti-stress vaccine, they've, quote, been testing on soldiers with PTSD. So yesterday they do secret tests and be a congressional scandal. Now they just have them sign the forms. And what they do is they go in and they give you a viral injection. What was the last Bourne movie? I can't remember the name of it. It's the Bourne prequel with Renner, where they inject them with the viruses that go in and take out areas of the brain that would have inhibition to pain or inhibition. People have a governor. You know, a guy that can squat 600 has a governor. He can really squat 1,000. Or a woman that can really squat 200 can really squat, 500. You've got a governor so you don't hurt yourself. And they've got, they've done it in rat studies, so that's what's in that movie. The last Bourne one. Just Google the Bourne series.
That was the Bourne Legacy.
The Bourne Legacy, that was it. Thank you. They can give you viruses to basically turn off areas that will make you superhuman. They can really just take away, not enhance, but taking away there does enhance you. Or they can sit there and send in viruses that are programmed to eat certain areas of the brain to where you don't feel stress anymore, but you don't feel moments of exaltation. You don't get excited. You don't have endorphins. You have endorphins. You don't have receptor sites for them anymore. And also, you can't take opiates anymore because they're mimicking that. See how this jacks you over on every front? See how sophisticated these people are? And here it is, mainstream news. Mind control microscope changes the behavior of mice in an instant. Scientists make the animals do whatever they want by tweaking the brain's code in real time. Now this isn't even so much zapping brain cells. This is holographically, because your brain basically is an electrochemical light-based energy system, just like fiber optics, and then they can send programming waves through. And you ask, well, how do they know how the programming? They send enough codes through. Over time, they figure out what works with computers scanning the frequencies. And that's why for 40 years that I know of at the University of Texas, The whole psychology department is just a front for DARPA, like every other major institution. Eisenhower warned of that. And they've got a huge monkey farm at Bastrop, mainly just with flicker rates through the eyes, the optic nerve. We're going to go to break here in just a moment on how to program people. So they don't even need to wire into your brain to do this now. That's what the high-tech light bulbs and TVs are about. Stay with us.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You take a mortal man and put him in control.
Look at these headlines. Samsung patents contact lenses with built-in camera. CBS News. Brain-zapping gadgets promise to make you better, smarter, stronger, even happier. Washington Post. And that headline about, sending these different tweaked signals via light and holograms through your brain cells, and it mind controls you. Oh, my gosh, with flickering light, this time not injected through the optic nerves, but directly into your brain stem. What's that Pentagon paper they had 20 years ago? The brain has no firewall. Forget smart glasses, Samsung patents, contact lenses, a built-in camera that projects images directly into the eye. Folks, this is beyond PKD's wirehead scenarios, and the people running the show are anti-human. Nihilistic, parasitic monsters. Now, Eisenhower warned us that the technological elite that was in control of the military-industrial complex, in the full speech, not just the military-industrial complex, he said, beware the technological elite and the undue influence, whether sought or unsought, over the American people. It's a 21-minute speech. It's on YouTube. Go watch it. Farewell address, 1961. And that's because they'd come to him at that point with this plan that was already in place and much bigger than the Manhattan Project, to have a totally engineered, totally controlled, artificial world where people are obsolete and where we're incrementally turned into jellyfish that can't stand up for ourselves, and where we don't have culture, we don't have chivalry, we don't have honor, we have nothing, and we collapse. Why did Forbes ask the question? So did the Associated Press. Why is there a war on lemonade stands? Another question in headlines. Why is there a war on farmers' markets? Another headline. Why is there a war on Mennonites and Amish? Another headline. Why is there a war on gardens, front yard, backyard, you name it? Why is there a war on urban gardens? Why is there a war on not taking vaccines? Why is there a war on contact sports? Why is there a nanny state? Why is there a war on language? There's a war on humanity. The globalists believe they're a breakaway species. They're attacking. And folks, I've got hundreds of articles here to cover. Super important stuff. But I go back to this because it's central. In fact, I hate to spring stuff on you. You guys do such a great job. We sent it out on our Twitter is the best way to find it. Drudge, a couple months ago, Zuckerberg was walking at one of his presentations. Facebook's bought out that big virtual reality goggle company. And it shows thousands of his minions sitting there like slaves with the laptops. And then they've got the goggles on and he's walking by with that predatory jackal grin. And Drudge put out a tweet saying, look out. Feel the air, feel the water, you know, walk in the grass before it's too late. It's that what we're being wired into isn't even 1/100th as good as reality. And it doesn't get better. It gets worse by design. We're not being given this Promethean system to empower us. We're being given a twisted, jacked, poisoned bear trap. You stick your arm in here, you get it torn off. All the numbers, all the metrics, all the statistics, all the gauges, all the warning signs, all the red flags, all the red balloons, all the sirens are going off. Danger, 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 danger. Headline, screen time causing children to be brain damaged. All top scientists agree, limit screen time, stop it altogether. The former owner of Apple, Steve Jobs, would not allow his children to have iPads or watch television, saying it was rewiring their brains and brain damaging them. But he was pushing it on your kids. It's a plan. I told you this 100-something times over the years. I was allowed into the UT psychology department. I was allowed into the DARPA areas that had DARPA on the walls. It wasn't classified, but it was restricted. But they hide classified stuff in plain view, and almost every lab that then was connected to remote offices around Texas and around the country They'd fire up computers, and there would be something out of a science fiction movie. The monkeys, the apes, the animals, with the TV sets flashing in their faces, testing brainwashing waves on you and your family, and then the wirehead monkeys sitting there. I mean, it's just incredible. And, I mean, you're talking about people going, you want to see something? Flipping it on and going, you can see this here. Not until I'm out of here and moved on to another university. I mean,
we're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So, the social engineers have engaged in societal brainwashing, fluoride in the water, additives to the plastics to reduce our fertility, to dumb us down. They've written published books like Eco-Science, published 1974 by the current White House science czar. Admitting all of their plan. They have been dumbing the language down. They have been dumbing the media down. They have been dumbing the culture down. They have been turning the public basically into servile, backstabbing idiots with arrested development. Now they're moving ahead with weaponized flicker rates on the televisions, weaponized carrier waves, just like in The Kingsman, where the billionaire crazy wants to exterminate the population and joins with the elite, and then they send out a signal over the smartphones to basically make everybody start killing each other. That is a dumbed-down allegory of what they're actually doing, okay? That's why it's in every major movie you go see now that's science fiction-based. They're throwing it in your face. Now, is Hollywood warning us? Or is Hollywood conditioning us? The people at the production level are very, very evil and are conditioning the population. But they cannot buck the directors and the writers and the people that believe they're putting a lot of this out to actually warn society. And how do I know that, folks? Because I've talked to a bunch of them, and I'm going to leave it right there. In fact, I wish I could tell you the stuff I know about Hollywood. But it's been told to me in confidence. Part of what I've learned, I'm allowed to tell folks. I just can't say specifically who told me or the specifics. Like I was taken 10 years ago, next month, and I was allowed to see the future of movies. Now, since then, I told people about it at the time. Since then, it's been rolled out partially. But James Cameron, who's moved to New Zealand, by the way, we told you he was leaving when he believes the society will collapse. That wasn't in the news at the time. People made fun of me. Now it's been confirmed. But they're going to pure holograms, where you'll go and a movie theater will be circular, basically, and then the movie will go on in front of you and around you. And they've already got it. They're just getting all the licensing together and deciding how they're going to roll it out, how they're going to have people adopt it. They're going to come out with the first wave of theaters where you show up and people are wearing goggles just to have the experience in their chair. And let me tell you, folks, there is massive subliminals and things being integrated into all of this. This is massively rewiring your brain. This is 100% CIA DARPA run. And at those levels with Hollywood, they publicly meet on a daily basis. And that used to be secret. They just hide everything in plain view now. And so they admit, oh, the government's spending billions working with Hollywood. And I don't mean letting Top Gun use an aircraft carrier or an F-14 Tomcat. So I'm going to digress off this now. It's just this is the big enchilada. You're being targeted to have your free will taken over and to be mesmerized, to be hypnotized, to be put into a near sleep state, a sleepwalking trance. And if InfoWars is here to do anything, I'm here to break people out of the trance. And that takes breaking myself out of a trance. I can't tell you how many wealthy, successful people I know who are fully aware of what's going on, but, you know, I'm going to go play golf, they say, or, you know, I'm going to go out and have some great dinner or go out and see a great play, and I'm going to read some great literature, and I'm going to watch, you know, a show on Netflix or whatever, and Alex, you're not going to change it. It's that attitude that is going to let this all come into play. And those people aren't happy. They're just caught in a habit. And they don't see it as their role to warn anybody or to get involved. Technology developed on primates to absolutely control them has and is being rolled out by successive incremental approximation. Sometimes they do a test, and 30,000 kids in the U.S. and 10,000 plus in Japan have convulsions that day. Some of them hit the ground, hit the marbles, flooring, and bust their little brains open and die. I just use that because it's one well-known test where they put a flicker rate for 10 seconds or less in a show and put your kids' heads on the ground. All right? And let me tell you, there are hundreds of thousands of primates right now being tortured with hardcore brainwashing and hardcore mind control. And I'll tell you why, because their brains are very similar to ours. They're doing it to rats, they're doing it to pigs, you name it. And the environmentalists and animal rights activists, they're not upset it's being tested for use on humans. They are upset that it's happening to the animals. How about I'm upset it's happening to everybody? Yeah, that's exactly the type of stuff I've seen where they're all rolling out. The monkey with its brain controlling the robot arm. I can't look at it. Just get it off the screen. And believe me, they sell it that it's for the greater good and, oh, it's going to fix your daughter's back who's broken. Yes. Everything they give us has on the surface some good use. Everything the visitors give us, and I'll use a science fiction analogy. I'm not saying it's aliens, but it might as well be. It's breakaway technology, super advanced, out of control, being directed and used against us. Everything we're given is to make us dependent and to end our will and to end our IQs and to end our fertility. We are being slowly killed. All right, I'm going to stop. There's a thing about humans, though. If they're aware of an attack consciously, even if you don't want to respond subconsciously, your brain will start working on ways to get out of the suggestions, to get out of the programming, to get out of the control. Even if there are hypnotic suggestions and overlaid programming, when you hear this information to where you get upset, you get frustrated, you laugh, you get a headache, it makes you feel disempowered when you should feel empowered to know the truth. But your subconscious is so powerful that it will start understanding fundamental drives of species survival and will start slowly, like an octopus trying to figure out how to get into something. It will unlock that key. It will unlock that lock. It will get out. That's why they cannot allow transmissions like this one. Something else they've noticed. The engineers don't just want to understand everything you're doing. They want that data to predict mass movements down to individual movements. They now admit that. And again, I'm not bragging, but I'm telling you the big secrets. I've got hundreds of articles here, but I'm going back to the same thing I told you 2 days ago. Because if you don't know this, you don't know anything. They have future predicting technology that is almost 100% accurate in mass movements. It's getting incredibly accurate with individuals, but only because those individuals have given themselves over to mass stimuli and are no longer conscious. There is a segment of people that it doesn't work on, and there's not predictability. And what they've noticed is there are individuals. And the movie The Island is an allegory of this, where they have clones of rich people, but for the body to be healthy, the person has to think they're alive. They think they're on a post-apocalyptic island protected from bioweapons, and if they go outside of the island, they're going to die. Well, they don't know if it's a virus or whatever, but suddenly the clone starts getting the consciousness of their original and begins to understand what's happening. Now, scientists don't understand the 100th monkey scenario, but it's real. The Island's a great movie, Scarlett Johansson. And, of course, they get out, and they're in an underground city, and they come up through a manhole, and then they're in the middle of Nevada. But in the film, again, you can't stop the information from spreading. What they find is there are, quote, empowered individuals. That's what the Pentagon talks about. That's what Jade Helm was all about, identifying empowered individuals who are outside the paradigm control. Because once an empowered individual understands something at an innate level, it begins to, whether it is nanotech we produce naturally, viral, as a lot of scientists think, or I believe electrochemical transmission, sixth sense is a broadcast. It's real. The data begins to get transmitted to everybody else, and it's a chain reaction. That's why they can't have one awake person. They've got to identify them with testing. They've got to find them. They've got to drug them. They've got to attack them. They've got to bring them down so that they don't become a leader that activates like the first bird that flies off, and then all the rest of them follow it. They've got to be able to target that and shut that down, or they lose. All right, I'm done. I'm going to stop talking now, but I'm telling you, you notice that I was talking about this stuff 20 years ago when nobody even was talking about it in literature. Now it's all over the place because they're preparing you. Because it's a free will universe, but they're allowed to trick you where you see something in fantasy. You accept it because it's entertaining. You're not threatened by it. Your subconscious accepts it as its new environment and begins to try to adapt to that instead of realizing that it's a trap and not something to adapt to, that it's artificial. So it is preparing you, it is grooming you, showing you the truths, but in a synthetic package so that you don't activate against it and then evolve by dominating it and overcoming it. And expropriating parts of it that are actually good for the species. We'll take that. So we have to activate the human consciousness. This is science. This is not mumbo jumbo. And our consciousness will overthrow them through the physicality of our bodies once we begin to move against the enemy. And it's already begun. The sinking has begun, particularly in special military units and groups where it's understood but not said and goes back into the lore that the group of warriors sink with each other. Just seems like everybody knows the next move, and it's like, wow, it's like you're in my mind because you are. And that's already begun. And it's happening in the corporate world, in the religious world. It's already begun. And the enemy has feared this. They know it's coming. They're trying to suppress it. That's why they've given us all this technology that are twisted counterfeits of what we were going to develop. They have the innate, beautiful human minds of engineers come up with these systems that are then taken by the overlords and twisted to their aims. All right, let's get into the news here. Donald Trump is under total mega scientific attack. Whether you love him or hate him, he's a figurehead of the populist movement. They're wargaming on him, how to take down a nationalist. He clearly has been set up to a certain perspective because he wasn't facing their more sophisticated attacks until now. But we're forcing him out in the open, so overall we're having a devastating victory. A few days ago, he was on Stephon Molyneux's show and talked about, hey, we need to, you know, physically go talk to these people, you know, and be on the ground at their hotels, you name it, where we're staying. You see a delegate, talk to them. The lobbyists are going to be there. We should go as citizen lobbyists. They twisted that, edited it to make it sound like he was calling for violence. That video is up on Infowars.com. Roger Stone exclusive. CNN edits video to imply I call for violence in Cleveland March. Trump is right. The press is so dishonest. Just like they claim it's the Trump people wanting violence and not all the George Soros-funded groups that are attacking. Well, now CNN's Don Lemon has come out with this piece where they don't even show the show now, and they don't even show where it comes from. They just show the clip, which is not fair use. You can show clips as long as you say who did it and as long as it's out in the open, and then you say you're doing commentary on it. That's fine. But this is a new level of how they don't want their audience knowing about us. Hey, quacks. We already have, my show on average, has way more listeners and viewers than the average CNN show. I mean, way, 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 way more. I mean, we get like, let's not exaggerate, 10 million YouTube views a week alone, 3 or 4 million Facebook views. That's just videos, hundreds of sites. 3 to 4 million listeners on AM and FM a day, that's rated. Millions on the podcast, the streams, the video streams, all of it. I mean, it's 15 million people a week domestically. You are a joke. So let's go to this latest clip where they're, you know, trying to hype everything up like we're these big bad people that want to go to the convention and stand up for the First Amendment.
We will have demonstrations at specific hotels where there are delegates so we can let them visually see the will of the people. We will have a daily protest. We will man the ramparts every day.
And hey, it's a free country. If we're staying in the hotel, we can go knock on their hotel room door, like you said, right?
Well, and I have friends in every delegation, so I will be able to tell you which state delegations are involved in the big steal, which party leaders are ringleaders in the big steal. We do not advocate violence. We're not talking about roughing anybody up.
What are you talking to people?
What we are talking about is being a presence to let people feel the pressure of the American people and those who have bothered to vote in these primaries and caucuses.
Yeah, where are the victims that they're openly robbing as we speak?
That sounds slightly ominous. I mean, is that the way you want the delegates counted?
Look, I mean, he said he doesn't want violence. No one wants violence. There's no place for that. He said that explicitly. I think he's just trying to say, I want this to be transparent, and I think that's fair. We at least owe that to the people. When you have the most of the American people going to vote for Donald Trump, we at least owe transparency.
But what about what Katie said, the rules are the rules, and like these rules have been in place for a while now, and this is just how it's done.
Sure, but can we step back and question? Because you have a majority of Republican voters in the Monmouth poll saying they don't like the rules. They are the ones who should be determining the rules. It's the American people.
Do you change it in the middle of a presidential race, or do you change it when there's not a presidential race going on?
You talk about it. You talk about it.
The party controls it.
Some of these rules actually can be changed very close to the actual convention. And I would just point out that Alex Jones aside, who's really a conspiracy theorist, I think putting him on the right is rough for those of us who are conservatives. But nonetheless, the rules that are in place are going to be that either Trump or Cruz will be the nominee, I think, because apart from the rules, and this is what everyone's getting towards now, if you don't give one of those candidates the GOP nomination, there will be a nuclear meltdown within the entire conservative movement, within the entire right wing. Everyone is going to completely freak out. So all this talk that you're hearing about how it could be Paul Ryan, or, you know, people saying they'll sort of white knight that they're going to bring in to save everyone, that's the worst possible idea. That's the worst imaginable. There's no way you pull together the party to unite behind a candidate.
I'll stop right there. You know, Buck Sexton, when he's on there bad-mouthing me, we're going to go to break and come back, doesn't tell you that he was an intelligence officer with a Central Intelligence Agency, or that he works for Glenn Beck in that government operation. You see? Now, notice, CNN's actually half fair in that. The report previously, the day before, they edited it to make Stone sound like he was calling for violence. But I love how Buck Sexton controls reality, and he says, I'm not conservative. No, I'm a pro-human, libertarian, constitutionalist, Americana. But not just a defender of America, I am a defender of humanity like any other man should be. Plus, my name means that. So, I'm here to tell you, Buck Sexton, sounds like a comic book name. I mean, I know you got the Bob's big boy hair and everything, but give me a break, son.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Perfect. goofing around on drugsreport.com just now. I saw the headline, Washington Examiner. Dems on FEC target. Conservatives vote to punish maker of anti-Obama movie. This was like a punch to the gut when I saw this. Devastating info. Devastating. Drudge was told that in 2016, last year, by a major Supreme Court justice, the other conservative that didn't die, I'll just say that, that they're coming after you next year. They've told us they have the votes. And I guess that was kind of ominous because they didn't really have the votes. But I guess now that Scalia's dead, they do. Oh, how convenient. And they are filing the Democratic Party on the Federal Elections Commission officially is going after Joel Gilbert and Dreams of My Real Father. That's about Obama, who he admittedly stayed the summers with, a famous communist pornographer. He wrote that in his own book. Looks just like him, Frank Marshall Davis. They are going after him criminally. Because if these complaints get picked up, it'll then become criminal, and I guess they'll lock him up like Dinesh D'Souza. They're saying his film is political, even though it got no political party money. Of course it's anti-Obama. It's like if a church is anti-abortion, they tell them, don't do that, you're being anti-Democrat. No, we're being pro-life. But First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or the freedom of the press or the people to peacefully assemble and petition their government for redress of grievances. It's the entire spectrum of expression. I was against Bush. Now I'm against Obama. I'm against tyrants. But let me tell you, I do support Republican candidates. That's my free speech. That's my advocacy. I'm allowed to be on air and say that. Just like all these Democrats get on the air. But no, no, no. Little Joel Gilbert, who made the film No Place Like Utopia. We sell them both. InfoWarsStore.com. Facing prison. Federal Elections Commission itself filing the complaints to shut down a film that criticizes the Fuhrer. Baby, this is lying in the sand right here. We already had Gilbert on Monday separately. I want him on today in the fourth hour. I want him on now. We should run around like chickens with our heads cut off. Goodness gracious, they're coming. They've got, what, 10 different czars that have called for shutting down talk radio? You've had all these Democrats in Congress say shut down Drudge because he points out your lies? He's allowed to have a news site. He's allowed to have his views. He's allowed to link the stories. Of course he is. But, oh, there's rules, like CNN just said. Don't they just follow the rules that the party decides who wins? Well, then why do you have a vote? Why do you act like that? Why do you have federal and state money involved? No, they've put rules in they've never used because they're frauds. Police are raiding all over Europe people that criticize Islam. This is the leftist takeover, folks. It is so insane. I haven't even gotten into my political correct stuff. In England now, you get kicked out of college if you raise your hand. That's seen as a sign of racism, too. All symbols, all communication to be banned. The answer is for everyone to engage in free speech. The answer is for everyone to get a Hillary for President t-shirt. The old design updated. A new collectible available at InfoWarsStore.com. The all-new DNA Force Plus is back in stock, and we're going to sell out in a week or two. I'm trying to get it where we can have it all the time, but it's so hard to procure the purest bio PQQ and CoQ10 and everything else, 175 clinical studies, and you can read it. This is our flagship product. Half the price of nutraceuticals that you get from doctors that are similar. This is the ultimate game changer. The poor man's version of it we sell is excellent as well. It's OccuPower. Doesn't just help the eyes, obviously. But all new DNA Force, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, X2 Survival Shield, totally key. Vitamin Mineral Fusion basically is sold out unless you're signed up for AutoShip. Anybody signed up for AutoShip gets 10% off their orders, and you get free shipping on orders above $50. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it is happening. They're already teaching kids in school there's no free speech. I mean, they are coming. Wow. This is unbelievable. This isn't some complaint by a citizen. This is the board of the Federal Election Commission saying we want Joel Gilbert locked up because he made an anti-Obama film. I mean, baby, this is Soviet Union level. This is bone chilling. And if they shut us up, we all lose. Now's the time to get aggressive in the InfoWar.